£1,000 I owe you. Yeah, I've just been hit in the face by a packet of crisps. Low flying, of course. Miss Poison Ivy herself is in the studio, filling her face full of all kinds of weird and wonderful things. Yeah, namely spring onion crisps of all things to have. That's her breakfast, she's only just got up, believe it or not. Anyway, the other day, I remember when this record was on. Yeah, the transmitter blew up, so we'll see what happens anyway when I play this one. It's Queen and it's Another One Bites the Dust.
Walks fairly down the street, the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. The sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust.
Yes, a bit better. Wait a minute. Something is going wrong here. Hang on, I want to make a few slight adjustments. See, it's that one. One, two, one, two, one, two. One, two, one, two. One, two. That's... You can still hear that whistle. Slightly down, that should be, that's great, it's wonderful. Oh, you've just took a stripe off that, you know, yeah, it'll just come off at the side. Right, so I've got someone officiating this situation here, I'm treading on your toes, go away man. Right, okay, another old one now. Yes, it's Milk and Plain Chocolate, no, it's Ebony and Ivory really, and it's Paul McCartney. Mr. Paul McCartney there. Nice sounds, haven't been played in a while, that one actually. Which is unusual. Here we go, I've got Kraftwerk for you and it's called a model. Oh, I am really.
She's a model and she's looking good. I'd like to take her home, that's understood.
Right, okay, you're listening to Merseysound. Now we're a brand new station, and from Monday onwards, we shall be with you with regular shows, regular features, etc, etc. For now, it's just test transmissions, till we get our little selves sorted out, our bless me little cotton socks, etc, etc. Anyway, remember this one? It's E-Wave and it's Boogie Nights. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was Lips Inc. I can hardly say that word. Hang on, I'll get rid of this. Right, that's on the floor there now. I'm sorted out for a change, believe it or not. Right, Steve, if you're listening in, this one's going out to you. It's me, myself, I, and it's John. With Joan Armour Trading. I've got John on the brain. I may as well say hello to John while I'm here as well. I'll be playing a record for you later. Nothing personal there, believe me. It was the first record that actually put me mucky little paws on. Nothing personally, Steve, honest. We know you're not anything like what you're supposed to be like. Alright, okay, special hello to Keith, if you're listening, and he's probably working hard in his garage, and all the lads there, you're down there. I'm not going to go into all the names, because I'll be here forever and ever and ever. All the sniffers, all the girls there, and George and Eve. I doubt very much if they'll be listening in. What's a special hello to them? Also Debbie and Graham. John and Linda. Hi! Okay, this one can go out to all of you. It's not one that you might particularly like, but I like it, and that's what counts. It's Fleetwood Mac and it's Tusk. Going out there for all the lads. Also for Paul and Jackie, if you're listening in. Yeah, Mr. Paul Woods will be joining us pretty soon, hopefully, because I don't fancy going on all day, because I've got other things to do. Right, remember this. You may not, I certainly do.
Oh, what you gonna do? You gonna get down? Tell me, oh, what you gonna do? Get down.
About that record is it does grow monotonous ever so slightly. They keep on repeating themselves all over the place. I was just thinking, we've got one of the best studios really when it comes down to it, comfort wise, haven't we? Yeah, we've got half of a three-piece suite in here. Or is it three quarters of a three-piece suite? It's four-fifths of a three-piece suite. You've measured it. Yeah. It's Poison Ivy here in the background. She's going on, waffling away. Yeah. No, you don't count cushions. Never mind. And we've actually got a rug on the floor. We've got a fire going full blast here. And we've got wall unit and pictures up. It's getting quite cosy, really. Yeah, we've even got a bed here for DJs to crash out on, you know, if we're doing late shows and that. Not that we get any sleep anyway. Because there's always some idiot on the mic bumping the gums and sort of playing the music too loud and no one gets any sleep. That's why we're all shattered by the time it comes to do the day shows. Who asked you? Just shut up, will you? chaos. Right, okay, another one which hasn't been heard in a long while. This used to be one of my favourites. It's not anymore because I've gone off him. That big hunk of beef relations to this record. Sylvester Stiletto. Gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. Lovely body. Magic covered in oil, glistening in the sunlight. Ooh. I better go cool down. Bye. radio, one of my favourites from a while back. Survivor, Night of the Tiger. Do you know what? It's getting awful cold in here. I'm talking to you, woman. Please, please. Thank you. Right. Hell of a draft coming in from me. She keeps on going round opening windows. What's happened, you see, is the station convenience or latrine is blocked, and it's, yeah, the station inconvenience is sort of blocked, and it sort of pongs ever so slightly. Yes, we're all walking around the studio with pegs on our noses. Not very nice. Not very nice. Go ask Mr. Paul Woods when he comes in. Does he fancy being a plumber for the day? I don't think he'd be too pleased, but I'll see what he says anyway. This one's Galaxy. It's called Wait Until Tonight, My Love. Don't forget, with it being November the 5th today, if you're going out to any organised events, stay clear of anyone who is handling fireworks and they don't know what they're doing, especially kids. If you've got your own fireworks, you're going to have your own display. Don't forget, follow the firework code, because we certainly don't want to play your requests when you're in hospital. By the way, if you do want to send us in or give us some modulation reports, any requests or dedications to yourself or for somebody else, she says. I think I'll have to see my dentist pretty soon. Right, the address is 35 Sydney Gardens, Lower Tranmere, Birkenhead, Merseyside. That's 35 Sydney Gardens, Lower Tranmere, Birkenhead, Merseyside. Right, I'd like to say hello, a special hello now to Uncle Ian, and also to Liz from Pepper's Wine Bar downtown. I hope that you have a good night tonight, Liz, and this one's going out for you. Also, Uncle Ian, if you're listening in, it's Flash in the Pan. In other words, frying pan, and they're waiting for a train. Flash in the Pan there, going out for Liz and Uncle Ian. Hey, we don't work too hard tonight, Liz. Might be popping to see you. You don't know yet. We'll have to decide. As long as there's a free bevy waiting for us, I don't mind. In fact, I quite enjoy a free bevy every now and again. Hint, 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 hint. No. Oh well. God loves a trier, and as I've been told, I'm very trying. Right, okay. I have just been prompted to say the following. If there are any charity organisations out there, now it's coming close up to Christmas, there's not that long to go. How many days? 30 days to Christmas, isn't it? 55. Well, whatever. Christmas is coming up soon, as we all know. So if you're doing anything for charity, like you're collecting toys, you know, to send to children's homes or children's hospitals, you know, the walls on there and that. Write in to us, should I say, or dare to say. Let us know, and what we'll do is, we'll do our best to promote you. We're not going to say that the response is going to be fantastic, because we're not exactly established yet, but we would like to hear from you. And also any authorised sort of charities, really well organised ones. We'd like to hear from you as well. So just write in, drop us a line, and we will do our best to promote you. Right? Is that alright? Yeah. In case you don't know what the address is, I'll be giving that out a little later. Hang on, and I'll find me tin watch. It's almost 10 to 4. Mr. Paul Wood should be with us round about 4. Is, what? No, we won't give him another nickname. I think he'll stick with Termite Head. Yeah. Wooden Top, Mr. Wooden Top, yes, yeah. We decided to call him Mr. Sexy Legs, if I remember correctly. Yes, I'm not saying nothing about why we call him Sexy Legs, but, you know, you have to see him to believe him. I mean, run down on lookalikes, I mean, he comes the closest thing I've ever seen to Tommy Steele. You know, half for sixpence is better than, you know, that one, yeah, that's the one. He looks like him, doesn't he? I wouldn't say slightly better looking, because Tommy Steele's got these lovely white teeth, like, you know, he's got a row of 14 karat gold, and they shine in the dark. Gorgeous, he's got gorgeous teeth. We shouldn't be talking about this, yeah. Who else looks like you? Who have you been told you look like? Tracy. Do you remember that one, Tracy? Yeah, she's giving it loads of emotion. Well, that's who they reckon that Chris Sinclair looks like. is, who does Steve look like? Can you think? Tony Rogan. Oh, no. Apparently, Mr. Stephen Bishop looks like a young version of Terry Wogan. I'm sure he'll be pleased once he hears that. I'm saying nothing. What? I look like myself. I do not look like Stephanie Powers. That is all a load of, you know, her, you know, when... Can't say bull on the radio. No. Unless you mean a bull as in a moo cow bull. You can't say cow either. Sorry about this. Conversation is running away with me and my mouth's going the other direction. That's why things aren't coming out properly. Anyway, I've got Check of Love for you. It's by the one and only Kim Wilde.